Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining us today. On today's show, I have Dr. Matt Cellini. Good morning, Dr. Cellini.
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on.
I'm so happy that you're joining us today because I think the topic we're going to discuss is really important for our community to learn about. We're going to talk about emergency department, emergency care versus walk-in clinic slash even, or versus urgent care, which something that we have kind of under our umbrella for the Wayne Memorial Community Health Systems. But you are the medical director for our Lake Region Walk-in Center, correct?
Yes, walk-in care. Yep. Since I started in August, I think.
Yes. So not even a year yet.
No.
But, before we are going to talk a lot about that. But before we begin, you have extensive background in emergency medicine. Would you like to share with our listener a little bit about yourself?
Okay. So I'm an ER doctor by trade. I did my residency in emergency medicine at Brook Army Medical Center in San Antonio. That's the nation's only level one trauma center in the military. I was in the military for 14 years in the United States Air Force. I went to medical school at the Uniformed Services University in Bethesda, Maryland, on the campus of Bethesda Naval Medical Center, now Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. It's the nation's only military medical school, too. And so originally from Connecticut, I went to college out in Allegheny College in Meadville, Pennsylvania. And in my 14 years in the military, I after San Antonio, Texas, I was stationed at Andrews Air Force Base in right outside of Washington, D.C., where the Air Force One is located. I was the medical director of the ER there. I was the EMS director. I was on the joint trauma system. I deployed twice to Syria in 2017 and 2020 on a small ground surgical teams that were in support of special operations forces during Operation Inherent Resolve, which was basically combating ISIS. And then after that, when it came time for us or me and my family to kind of separate and part ways with the military, we moved up here. My wife currently works for the community health centers, the pediatrics office as a pediatrician. And I do this on the side when the opportunity presented itself to kind of lend a little bit of my emergency medicine expertise to the walk-in centers. And so, that's what I've been, that's kind of what we've been doing, where I've been, kind of where we're at now. And currently, as the medical director of the walk-in center, we supervise the providers that are there, mm-hmm. and kind of work to ensure that the the day-to-day operations, the level of care, and everything is all running smoothly, and that we're able to provide a kind of walk-in service to the community, mm-hmm. and go from there. So
Wow! I mean, thank you for being in our area and picking Honesdale. Really, with your background, it's really, really incredible. And you probably know that our interventional cardiologist, Dr. Sobor, also came from Bethesda, Maryland, too.
Okay.
So, hey, just keep sending those experts way. And we're more than happy to welcome you guys.
No problem.
Really. But, what we're here to talk about is like walk-in care or emergency room. But there's something that's new really that just came about is you work for Lake Region Walk-In Care, which used to be known as Lake Region Urgent Care, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So one thing you really tried to focus on is the name change, because there is a difference between urgent care and walk-in care, and then also emergency room care, correct?
Yeah.
Can you share a little bit about that?
So, definitely, you got to break this up into three parts. You take the emergency room and kind of push that off to the side, because mm-hmm. that's completely different ball game. That's emergency, life-threatening conditions, acute conditions that need to be addressed in a timely manner. And so that's kind of in its own little pot right there. And then the walk-in care versus urgent care, a lot of that can be, you know, semantics basically, and how you kind of hash that out. But we felt that the name urgent care maybe represented something that might not necessarily be kind of what we have or the capabilities that we have
mm-hmm.
there.
Okay. Right, right.
And so we wanted to kind of change that up a little bit in order to kind of better relay to the public kind of what we can do there.
Mm-hmm.
The reason being is that we, at least over the past couple of months, and probably traditionally and, you know, historically, see a level of complexity in medical complaints that walk in those doors at the walk-in or urgent care that is definitely not suitable for treatment there or mm-hmm. to be able to handle there, right? So what we're trying to do with this name change is kind of promote this to the public, you know, publicize this, that, you know, like, you know, certain things, you know, are applicable for treatment in a walk-in or urgent care scenario, and certain things definitely need to be taken care of at an emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of the time, you know, urgent care, walk-in, you know, and the general public sees that as like an ease of care, kind of a quick fix, kind of an easy button, as opposed to going to the emergency room. I can completely get that. I work in emergency rooms all over
right.
the place, and I know that the waits can be long mm-hmm. and you know, and that stuff, and that, you know, that ease of care that a walk in or urgent care kind of provides is the attractive thing, right? So
quick and easy. Right,
yeah,
that
yeah.
Thinking
but
maybe.
That doesn't mean that, you know, for certain medical complaints that everything is applicable there. And
mm-hmm,
that's what we're trying
mm-hmm.
to tackle with this name change, right? We're just
right.
trying to, you know, kind of sparse this out. You know, this is what the services that we could provide here under the walk-in kind of title, and then have a clear delineation between that and what
mm-hmm.
is appropriate for emergency medicine or emergency care.
Right. And you know, a number of reasons, again, because of the complexity of the care that person or that patient may need, but also the wait time. Like recently, you know, I mean,
yeah.
you know, we're in high COVID season, flu season,
flu,
right?
RSV,
respiratory,
yeah.
all of these flu and virus and bacteria
yeah.
infections that are out there, right? And if someone's coming in with a very complex that may need to go to emergency room, you want to make sure they're not sitting there waiting.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Well.
They don't want to. You don't want them to sit in the walk-ins waiting room
mm-hmm.
for hours
mm-hmm.
to be told that they, you know, need to go to the ER. And you know, is that delay in care going to make or break something? Or you know, it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible. And, you know, having to transfer somebody via ambulance or something like that from the walk-in to the ER, it's all delays there that we're trying to avoid.
Right.
And so initially, and in the medical kind of terminology, what we're trying to do here is triage. Okay, we're trying to triage the appropriate medical complaints to the right places and utilize the right resources. So by our campaign here with the name change and kind of doing some public education and things along those lines to kind of get the word out as to what's applicable for, you know, kind of coming to the walk-in versus what's applicable for an ER, you know, hopefully,
mm-hmm.
you know, with, you know, the radio, our signs, kind of our different education that we're doing with the community, that'll kind of help.
Right. Like, for example, can you give some medical conditions that someone should or be able to come into the walk-in center?
Yeah, so like mm-hmm. a walk-in level patient would be, you know, your run-of-the-mill cold,
mm-hmm.
you know, runny nose, rash, a tick bite maybe, sprained ankles, let's see, earaches, ear infections, some rudimentary like small cuts and lacerations that are very simple and easy to repair, abscesses or boils that are very simple and easy to repair, damage sometimes like, you know, a bruise under the fingernail that might need to be drained. There's, you know,
probably a number
of things. You
right,
can keep
right.
going on and on
exactly,
and on.
Exactly.
But all
exactly.
these things are very, you know, should be something that's a quick, simple an evaluation. I understand that, like, you know, the public might not know the difference between what's serious and what's not serious, and that's the reason why we're sitting here trying to do this, right?
Right.
But those type of things would be what's applicable for a walk-in. Mm-hmm. Now, in the other bucket,
right,
things that are not applicable for a walk-in or mm-hmm. more appropriate for the emergency room would be, you know, anything involving your, you know, chest pain, hurts to walk, your chest hurts to walk, it hurts to cough, my chest hurts when I'm, you know, walking upstairs or whatever kind of condition. That's something that requires. And the reason why, you know, so that people understand, the reason why that requires an emergency room is that requires an EKG. That requires lab work to test your heart and your cardiac enzymes. That may require a CAT scan of your chest to evaluate for a pulmonary embolism or a blood clot in your lungs. All of that type of workup and evaluation, which is definitely appropriate for a person with chest pain, is also resource intensive and is not present at the urgent care or the walk-in.
Right.
And
right.
So, you know, chest pain, abdominal pain, reason mm-hmm. being is you're going to require labs and a CAT scan. Any neurologic symptoms, so any weakness, numbness, slurred speech, dizziness, passing out, any of those type things also more applicable for an ER.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, you know, that anywhere where you're struggling to breathe, right? If it hurts to breathe or I'm short of breath when I'm walking or I have leg swelling, any of those type of conditions, you know, those simple signs, right, may be the precursors of mm-hmm. something more serious.
Right.
But the only way you're going to diagnose that and or kind of flesh that out is through a very labor-intensive workup requiring a lot of different resources that we don't have at the walk-in.
Right, right, exactly. And again, it's just so, you know, again, we're sharing this information so our community, our listeners understand the difference and they can get the best treatment quickly for themselves, correct?
Yeah, 100%. You don't want to show up to the walk-in with chest pain, let's say. Sit there for an hour or two waiting to be seen. And then when the provider sees you, the provider is going to tell you, no, this is not something that we can take care of here. Mm-hmm. We need you to go to the ER.
Right.
And then you're going to go to the ER, and then you might have to wait or not wait or whatever may happen. And usually if it's chest pain, you're usually brought back to be evaluated usually rather quickly.
Yes.
But still, mm-hmm. there's a delay there, right? And that's what we're trying to avoid.
Exactly. So, you know, so what are the hours? So let's give our listeners where you're located. So the official name is the Lake Region Walk-In Care, correct?
Yep.
And where are you located?
So we're located in Honesdale.
It's right, I think, what on, it's before Walmart, but by the Napa, right up in that section, right in there, correct?
Yep. We're located in Honesdale, right over, by the Napa, right over by the Walmart.
I think it's Grandview Avenue.
Yep, Grandview Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And the hours are 9 to 7 p.m. daily, Monday through Friday. And, we usually have... our capabilities there, I'm sorry, that we could have. So things that we can evaluate and things that we have for resources wise. We have some simple generalized testing. So we can test for COVID, flu, strep, RSV. We do have the capability to do some blood work, but that usually is a send out to the lab mm-hmm. that will then require time to turn around. So it's not something that's going to give you actionable information at the time that you're being seen.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have radiology capabilities. So we have X-ray, and we can do chest X-rays, X-rays of the extremities, and all that type
mm-hmm.
of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's kind of, we could also, like, small minor surgical procedures, like mm-hmm. I said, suturing, mm-hmm. laceration repair, incision and drainage of abscesses, that type of thing is what we can do there as well.
It you know, from what I'm, like, hearing, too, is the walk-in care center is really a place where maybe they can't get in to see their primary care physician, correct? Their offices are booked. Or maybe they're visiting from outside the area and they do trip and fall and they sprain their ankle.
Yeah.
Or maybe they have a small cut on their hand that they need to come in and have it looked at and make sure, you know, it's not anything major that may need emergency care.
Exactly, mm-hmm. and 100%. And the providers that will tell you, if you show up and it's something that's serious, we'll let you know, hey, this is serious.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we recommend. We recommend that you go to the emergency department. And these are the reasons why. It's not because we can't treat you or we don't want to treat you or something like that. It's because what you're presenting with would be better suited at an ER.
Right. Because all the providers are board certified physicians or physician assistants or nurse practitioners, correct? So that they all have qualifications to treat anyone.
Yeah.
You know.
It's just where again, would you better be served?
Exactly.
And that's all we care at the end of the day is what's the best option for you. you, the patient.
Right. Well, Dr. Cellini, can you believe 15 minutes does go by very fast, right?
Time flies when you're having fun.
I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. Yeah,
it's a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.